All right, let me jump on into today's Right Side Way opening monologue, and I'll just remind you guys that attorney Stan McDonald, 30-year veteran in the practice of law here in North Alabama, not only somebody who can advocate for you legally, but a longtime conservative. He is your daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and I will tell you more about Stan here momentarily. All right, let me jump in here. President Trump had a press conference today. He did. He's taken issue with the level of crime in our nation's capital, and I, for one, am glad. Washington, D.C., with a population of just over 700,000 people, has previously been branded as the murder capital of the world. Homelessness and vagrancy are all over the streets. But the kicker has been the violence perpetrated on people who work in Congress and the White House. That just happened here in the last couple of days, the last week or so. The story just broke the other day that a young man who worked for DOGE was brutally assaulted because he tried to stop a young woman from being carjacked. Y'all, that's what's known as a flashpoint. It happens. You can be aggravated about something, aware of something that's not right, even wish that something would change, and then all of a sudden, there's a flashpoint, and that proverbial straw that broke the camel's back. And just like that, a bad thing goes from being something that people are aware of to something that people will no longer stand for. Well, I gotta tell you, sometimes, though, there's a logjam. Sometimes there's a logjam that just can't seem to be broken. And then that one voice, that one personality, that one person with the strength of will and courage of their conviction steps into the mix and the logjam breaks up. I mean, I can think of an individualized example. I'll never forget one such guy that worked with my team in Baghdad in 2004. My team was attached to an infantry battalion in central Baghdad under the 1st Cavalry Division. We were outside the wire like virtually every day. No matter what the cause at the time, cordon and search, raids, goodwill patrols, or visiting a local school to establish rapport, we always had an interpreter with us. Well, my team had two terps. One of them was an Iraqi bodybuilder named Yusuf. I've probably told you about Yusuf before. He's hard to forget. He was, in fact, one of the biggest dudes I have ever met. Roughly 6'4", 6'5", well over 300 pounds. His arms were as big as my thighs. Look, I'm not small by any stretch, but Yusuf could make a guy feel anemic to standing next to him. He had one of those big lantern jaws and a sharp gaze that could just like freeze people in their tracks. But he would also crack a smile and laugh just as quick. He was also a Christian. And I remember learning that he taught himself much of his English by having two Bibles, one in English and one in Arabic, and he would go back and forth between the two to compare. It made his day when I had Charlene help me get him a Gold's Gym sweatshirt in 4XL, if I recall. Look, one particular day we were in a spot in which the deputy division commander, a one-star, showed up. He was walking past us when he saw Yusuf standing next to me, wearing this kind of maxed-out old flak jacket that just made him look even bigger. And the general stopped in his tracks and goes, "Who are you?" Without blinking, Yusuf just pointed at me and said, "His bodyguard." To which the general said, "I believe that," and just walked on, shaking his head. But as good as it was to have Yusuf working as an interpreter, I gotta say, he was legendary when it came to get folks to do what was needed. It didn't take much. More than once, I saw him wade into an angry Arabic mob and just say some kind of loud, emphatic words I didn't understand, and folks would just do whatever he said. I mean, traffic jams. Look, traffic jams were notorious. And being still on a Baghdad street for a U.S. soldier back in 2004 during the Shia uprising, that was a tactical no-no. If you were stuck, it meant you were also a target. Truly dangerous. So one particular day, near one of the worst sections of a Baghdad slum, the traffic was so snarled up and my congested that my team's gun trucks were literally jammed in and we couldn't move. I was out on foot yelling and pointing my weapon at certain drivers who didn't seem to get my sense of urgency until one of them got a really wide-eyed look looking past me, and I turned around to see that he was watching Yusuf just moving in between the cars, and whatever Yusuf was saying to people was suddenly matched by the immediate clearing of the intersection. Well, things like that happened all the time, to include a major operation we conducted with a reinforced company in Sadr City, a section of Baghdad that was known for being horrible. Shots were being fired, explosions were going off, and Yusuf took up a bullhorn. He got 150 civilians into a safe zone and under control. Look, I tell you all that because to me it's like one example of a man whose voice speaking into the moment can make a difference. And he, or she for that matter, doesn't have to be the size of my giant friend Yusuf. So turning my attention back to Trump now and the crime and the filth in D.C., leading up to the press conference that he had this morning, Trump put out a post on his Truth Social account, and he said this. He said, quote, "The American public is not going to put up with it any longer." He said, just like I took care of the border, where you had zero illegals coming across last month from millions before, the year before. He said, I will take care of our cherished capital and we will make it truly great again. He said, before the tents and the squalor and the filth and the crime, it was the most beautiful capital in the world and it will soon be that again. Thank you for your attention to this matter. I love it when he does that. Look, right now we need that kind of leadership. The person that wades into that logjam and brings some kind of strength of will to the moment, motivating people to do what they might not otherwise have done. But I will also throw out a note of caution. There's an old saying that every good thing is not a God thing, right? Meaning that just because something can be done does not always mean that it should. What we really need is not for the President of the United States to wade in and do this. What we really need is for local and state leadership to get off their political keisters and do the work themselves. It should not take the President of the United States having to intervene in Los Angeles by calling up the National Guard to stop the riots. It should not take the president reinforcing the federal courthouse in Portland to stop the Antifa rioters. And it should not take the president of the United States having to hold a press conference in the White House to address crime in the capital city. At a time when we have major issues of foreign policy, economic policy, national security, border control, energy sector growth, foreign investment, and more, all of which are rightfully on his plate, the President of the United States should not have to be distracted about whether or not his staffers or foreign dignitaries or tourists or everyday citizens who live in the D.C. area are going to be victims of violent crime right outside the gates of the White House. Shame on the local leadership for allowing this to rise to the level of having to take national attention. Look, local leaders, they need to do their jobs. Local leaders like the D.C. City Council, they need to be shamed into doing their jobs responsibly. Representative Byron Donalds of Florida, he just introduced a new bill in Congress. One that passed the House last year is designed to strip the D.C. City Council's authority to continue passing soft-on-crime local legislation. D.C. currently has no mandatory minimum sentencing for criminals under the age of 25. D.C. currently allows for no cash bail. Youth gangs are mollycoddled. Older gangs actually send the young ones out to do the crimes because they know they won't face jail time. A misdemeanor? That's just the cost of doing business for young criminals. Speaking about his bill, Donald said this. He said, for far too long, our nation's capital has been plagued by an epidemic of violence due to the soft-on-crime policies of far-left local leaders. He went on to say, weak leadership by anti-cop radicals gives rise to chaos, and the reign of terror unleashed on innocent residents and visitors of our nation's capital must end now. He said, Congress has a constitutional responsibility to oversee the District of Columbia, and it's imperative that we act quickly to assert our control when local government fails to do its job. Look, I've been in those political meetings. I have, down in Montgomery. The kind where you get frustrated and look around the room and wonder why you can't get any movement. But then I've also been there and seen what happens when one person gets the attention of another. And they agree to align their votes and the momentum picks up and more get on board. And pretty soon you see the movement of a larger scale and the logjam breaks. And that thing they said couldn't get done, suddenly it gets done. Look, sometimes that leadership is the person who's a leader by virtue of their position, like a committee chairman or a majority leader, pro tem of the Senate, Speaker of the House. Those are folks that have leadership by virtue of their assignment and also, hopefully, by virtue of their merits. But then there's leadership that comes from earned attention, the kind that may not have a title to their name, but they're among the rank and file, and they are people who naturally are given to providing people leadership just from within the ranks. People will naturally want to know what that person says or does. All I'm saying is this. I don't care if it's within the ranks or somebody who's elected to be in local leadership, but somebody needs to rise up, someone at the local and state level to give voice to the issues that are truly state and local. Band together. Ask to be able to deal with things like strength in numbers. We need that kind of leadership right now, this very day. We need it for the way forward, and right now, it is not showing itself. We need to know that our elected officials at all levels will evidence the strength of will and serve as statesmen wherever they are. The President of the United States should not have to address crime on city streets. So break the logjams, make a difference. Do it locally, and you'll be a hero. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.